And staying in New South Wales, a disabled man says he's disappointed that the federal court failed to clarify whether two of the state's largest taxi companies are meeting national disability standards. Greg Killeen lodged a disability discrimination complaint against two taxi networks and the New South Wales Department of Transport, as Lindy Kerrin reports.
For several years, Greg Killeen has found it difficult to catch a cab. The wheelchair user says many taxis are inaccessible and he simply can't fit inside the vehicles.
When I book a taxi, it could turn up and I might not be able to get all the way inside the vehicle and the back door closed, which means it's really inconvenient, really frustrating. I have to get out of the cab and book another cab and I'm delayed getting to meetings and appointments. And it's not just happening to me, it's happening to a whole lot of other people.
Frustrated, Greg Killeen says he wrote to politicians, lodged a complaint with the Ombudsman and the Human Rights Commission. And in May last year, he filed a disability discrimination complaint against the New South Wales Department of Transport, Combined Communications Network and the Oz Taxi Group. The complaint lodged by the Public Interest Advocacy Centre alleged the parties were in breach of the National Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport. But the centre's solicitor, Gemma Namy, says she's disappointed about today's decision.
Well, we were hoping that today's decision would provide some clarity as to what space is required inside a wheelchair accessible taxi. For many years, our client's been fighting this issue. He's been lobbying the Department of Transport, Ministers of Transport, because many wheelchair accessible taxis are simply too small. And unfortunately, today's decision hasn't provided the clarity we were hoping for.
Gemma Namy says while she's disappointed with today's outcome, it's not the end of the case.
So the next step will be for us to identify taxis that don't meet the interpretation of the standards that was provided in today's decision.
And she says the case could have implications for other jurisdictions.
So this is the first decision on the National Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport, and they set out requirements for public transport across the country, including taxis and trains and buses. Today's decision could have implications for other states that use the same sorts of taxis that are in New South Wales.
Greg Killeen says he'll continue pursuing the matter. He wants the federal court to order the taxi companies involved in the complaint to modify their vehicles to ensure they're genuinely wheelchair accessible.
Since the initial complaint of writing letters to try to get it addressed, there's more and more of these vehicles have been licensed and registered, and there's more of them on the road, which has exacerbated the problem. You know, there's more people out there trying to get accessible vehicles and they're getting the same problem, vehicles turning up they can't get into.
So what's the best outcome that you'd like to see? Because I understand this is a, sort of the first stage of the court case. What's the next step and what would you like to see?
Well, regardless of whose interpretation is correct or incorrect, I would be hoping that the Ministry of Transport or Transport New South Wales would proactively ensure that wheelchair accessible taxis that have been licensed and registered have appropriate room in them to cater for people with disability who rely on these vehicles, particularly for people whose sole transport option is wheelchair accessible taxis. And so it just absolutely makes no sense to have taxis out there that are not accessible for people with disabilities who use wheelchairs who they're intended for.
The World Today has sought some comment from the Combined Communications Network and the Oz Taxi Group about today's court case, but so far there's been no response.
Lindy Kerrin reporting.